There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine.
Every summer, the city celebrates its musical heritage. Of course, it's home to legendary bands like Widespread Panic and REM. And they have a big art and music festival downtown to benefit AthFest Educates, which promotes arts education.
What's there for families?
Families, of course, will enjoy the outdoor stages. And there's also an artist market with 50 to 60 juried artists from Georgia and the Southeast.
Is anything specifically for the 21 and up crowd?
Well, the 21 and up crowd love the two-night club crawl. And this goes to 10 different venues in the city, including historic places like the Georgia Theater and the 40 Watt Club. And it includes more than 100 shows.
What's the time and ticket information?
Well, the outdoor events are free, and wristbands start at $30. Headliners include Of Montreal, The Baseball Project, The Wigs, and New Madrid.
What's happening closer to home for music lovers?
Well, the Jazz on the Lawn series is continuing at Callenwald. And Callenwald is this beautiful Tudor Revival style home built in the 1920s by the Candlers of Coca-Cola fame. And they have beautiful grounds with 12 acres and an outdoor amphitheater. Friday night, Joe Grandston will be performing. He's sort of like Atlanta's Frank Sinatra.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few.
He has this great voice. He also plays the trumpet, and he's played with Tommy Dorsey Band and Glenn Miller Band and behind people like Barry White and the Moody Blues, so he's a great entertainer. The concert begins at 7:30. Tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. Parking is free, and you can bring your own picnic and drinks and chairs, or you can buy drinks and food there.
The first day of summer was last Sunday. What should people do if they want to get outside and enjoy the sunshine?
Well, this is a great weekend to visit the Chattahoochee Nature Center in Roswell. They have several events going on. Friday is date night on the river, so this is a canoeing trip for ages 18 and up. And if you'd like, you can bring a picnic dinner. They have picnic tables, and you can enjoy that before the canoeing. Saturday morning, they have a beginning canoeing clinic, and this is for ages 5 and up on Beaver Pond. And then Saturday night, they're participating in National Wildlife Federation's Great American Backyard Campout. So you can bring a tent, bring the family, and sort of learn about camping close to home. It includes a night hike where they learn about nocturnal animals and also a campfire.
What are the times and costs for those events?
Well, date night is $30, and the canoeing clinic is $15, and the campout is $50 per tent. And one important thing, they want you to register online beforehand, and you need to register today for date night and the campout, and then by tomorrow for the canoeing clinic.
Outdoor lovers can also head to the Serenbe Playhouse this weekend, right? What's showing there?
This is the last weekend for A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams at Serenbe Playhouse. And this, of course, is the classic Blanche DuBois tale in post-World War II French Quarter. And the role of Stanley is being played by Matthew Davis of The Vampire Diaries.
When people go for the play, can they enjoy the grounds as well?
Yes, the Serenbe Playhouse's productions are all site-specific, so they're all outdoors. This production is at their new Art Farm stage. Tickets are $25 to $30, and the productions are at 8:30 Friday and Sunday nights. Saturday is actually sold out.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.